Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Good morning. Well, you are waking up to a world where the Clement sausages no longer exist at Miller Park.
Well, wait a minute now.
The racing sausages
will be there.
The sausages will be there, but they will no longer
be. They won't have a Clements logo on them.
Right.
So now, has it been sold to another sausage company, or they just had a different sponsor?
What if they sold it to Apple?
Right. You can put any sponsor on them.
Sure. But it just made sense. It just kind of percolated up the sausages. Hey, what if we...
But it's bigger than a sausage advertisement now, right?
It's kind of what we're known for. I mean, it's on SportsCenter all the time. We've had incidents where players have been arrested for interfering with the race. What was his name from the Pirates who tapped the dude with the bat one time? He fell down and he was brought in for questioning. I don't know that any charges were ever filed. It's on SportsCenter. Other ballparks around the league, like let's say the Nationals, they have the racing presidents. They have the racing pierogies in Pittsburgh. It started a trend, and it was always the Clement sausages, but now it's not. And apparently it happened very abruptly. Not that I'm brought into these things a lot. Not like corporations call me and tell me what their plans are on a regular basis. Just so you know, I don't want this to come as a shock.
Clements used it to introduce, chorizo and, a new sausage line.
And now there'll be some other racing sausages this year.
Right, so.
And Clements said they didn't want out of the deal. They were just kind of informed, according to the stories, right, that, hey, we're.
Is it Johnsonville? I mean, will they just slap their label on that? Is it some, I don't know, car battery or
sure, store? Diehard. The diehard sausages.
What?
Well, that doesn't sound good, does it? The diehard sausages.
It just doesn't make any sense. I don't know.
Interstate would be better.
Yeah.
Interstate would be better. But there are other things that have changed sponsorship. For instance, I hold in my hand NASCAR. Mm-hmm. For years and years and years, it was what?
The Winston Cup.
Winston Cup, right. From 1971 to 2003, it was Winston Cup for 32 years. It's Winston Cup. Do you know what it was? Because Winston Cup wasn't the original sponsor. Do you know who was? I looked it up. I did a little research on this story. Grand National Series. No idea what that is. From 50 to 71, it was.
Sounds like furniture.
The Grand National Series. And before that.
It's just a name, isn't it? I mean, is that a sponsor?
I don't know. Before that, it was strictly stock car series for 1 year in 1949. Now, can you name the other sponsors that have taken over since Winston Cup?
Well, it was the Sprint Cup.
Yep. For 8 years, from 08 to 16, it was Sprint
Cup. I think I'm still kind of stuck there.
Yeah. Before that, it was Nextel, the Nextel Cup. I think Sprint bought Nextel, and they just changed it over. So for 3 years, from 04 to 07, it was Nextel, then it was Sprint, and now it's Monster Energy. Monster Energy's paying like next to nothing for it because nobody else bid on it when it was available.
But none of those things are specifically identified with, I don't know,
a car?
Cars.
Yeah, all right. It's just that everybody smoked, and that's why Winston Cup. Wow, I just figured it was, for years, it was just Winston Cup for me.
Virginia Slims sponsored tennis.
I'm a little stunned. That's overstating. Stunned. I'm just really
surprised to hear it.
More like, oh, really?
I thought about it, and I thought, this ain't going to make any big difference to me, really. But as someone who hates change, it's kind of like, oh, what are you going to do?
So you got Larry Costello. You got Jason Kidd out with the Bucks. Larry Costello, where did that come from?
Well, Larry Costello is out.
Is out,
just not recently.
Jason Kidd out. Bucks moving to a new arena. Are you okay with those moves? You okay? That didn't shake you too much?
Yeah. Well, I don't. Ed Flynn, like Jason Kidd.
Ed Flynn is leaving. He's done as our
fine. See ya.
Police chief. Ed Flynn's going. The sausages, no longer sponsored by Clement. So which one shakes you the most of those things I just named? The sausages, Jason Kidd, the new arena, or Ed Flynn?
Ed Flynn, not in the least.
Okay.
You know, sausages, are you going to screw with them? You know, are you going to make them the racing?
If you're going to screw with them, let's make them a little more muscular. You know, they look kind of, like they're just
muscle sausage sounds bad. Why?
No, I just said muscular.
Just started morphing in my head.
But let's give them a little makeover if we're doing that, right?
No.
You want them to look?
I don't want them looking like He-Man running around there. You're a sausage. Too bad.
I think they look
almost cylindrical.
Yeah, they look.
They put a big nose on each one of them. So,
but they don't look like a sausage. They look like a paper towel tube.
Well, you got me there. They don't. I haven't eaten a sausage with a face on it yet.
I'm just talking about the shape.
They're all slightly different colors. You know,
little different outfits. Right.
I don't think the Italian should be such a gray sausage.
Here's a great chance to get that right. Then, what color would you like it to be? More of a brown, more of an olive
more
color.
Of any Italian sausage I've bought was kind of, you know, had some reddish to it. It was kind of a.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here you go. Here's your chance. Get it up. Send it
the
in.
The Polish guy. Why is that a Polish national costume?
I never understood.
Blue and white striped shirt. They didn't really spend any time with him.
Italian and chorizo were the only ones that go, that's for sure him. And then I'd have to go.
Hot dog. Why don't you just put him in a baseball uniform or the brat, whatever he is. Well, they could work on it a little more. But the brat is in a German outfit, right? The Lederhosen.
Believe so, yeah.
And it's just the hot dog in the baseball outfit. There's five of them.
Yeah. Right. Chorizo will be in the newest. And right. when did we get that? How many years ago?
Probably 10 already, but I don't know.
Well, which means it's probably 20. If you think it's 10, it's probably 20.
So that would be maybe second place. I don't follow the Bucks till after the Super Bowl and you know.
The what? With the Jason Kidd firing.
Yeah,
game.
So
okay.
With that, I like Jason Kidd.
I thought he was great. I
like him a lot.
Personally, from a personal standpoint, he was great with us.
Yeah.
He was fun to have on. I enjoyed our time with Jason Kidd. Yeah, I'm sorry he's gone. I wish things would have gone better.
So that one, I guess, is the most unsettling.
Okay, so the Jason Kidd firing.
I'll be fine. Yeah, my life won't change much on whatever they do to the racing sausages.
Okay.
Not especially.
All right.
What about you? Are you going to not get a free car, or is your roof going to leak? Or
nope, I'm right with you.
You won't be able to sleep at night?
We'll still have sausages. I wonder what the reaction will be over at Miller Park the first time they roll those guys out on opening day, and they say, please welcome the whoever racing sausages.
And no more Clements products in the ballpark anymore either, right?
Are they gone? I didn't hear that.
I heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. Because they were saying, the story I saw was, well, they're still on, like, the sausage houses out here. You got Clement, you know, out in the parking lots and things like that. So
it's got to be Johnsonville, right? I mean.
What? You got to think outside the box. What if it's Apples? Palermo's says, we'll do it.
Well, then they'd have racing pizzas, wouldn't they?
No, because we have racing sausages. Makes sense. No, pizzas would be too big to try and run around that.
I understand what you mean.
That,
right. They would be. You can't have a.
Maybe a slice. Maybe you have a slice of pizza, not a whole pizza.
There you go. I think I've seen a slice of pizza duking it out with someone in one of those indigestion ads.
Or maybe you have some calzones or something like that charging around, right?
Well, if you give it to a creative enough, design department, they could probably come up with some kind of racing food, but it doesn't make any sense unless it's Johnsonville, right? Because you only have to replace.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, if you're not going to have Clements in the ballpark, you're taking away food there.
So you haven't even mentioned Usinger.
Well, that's true. I just sort of slipped my mind. So maybe they need it more than anyone because I forgot.
But I don't know what kind of dough we're talking about here to sponsor them and to get all of that. I mean, that was, I'm sure it was a pretty significant investment by the Clement Corporation. But Clement was recently sold to a, they were sold to a national company, right? I wonder if that had anything to do with it, where they weren't necessarily local anymore.
They are the Brewers. Did, you know, Miller decide to sponsor the sausages?
We're not racing beer cans.
I know, but you.
But
just,
we do have those at Lambeau Field. We have those at Lambeau Field. We have the Racing Miller products at Lambeau Field on the scoreboard, right? Yeah, like Light and High Life, and
are they going to become foam things that run around
up at Lambeau?
Foam rubber costumes.
You'd have to call Mark Murphy's too busy building a toboggan slide right now to worry about getting foam rubber bottles
could just
of beer.
Race from like end line to end line. Instead of around, that's quite a haul. The sausages have to run. What is that? What are they running? They run in like 400 yards. Is that a quarter mile?
I don't know what the official length of that is. I don't know that it's really official, even to tell you the truth. They start here, they end there. It's certainly sanctioned by the sausage racers of a of
I know
no international body, or anything like that. I don't know. It's a little bit of a run.
It is kind of a haul.
It's like running with a garbage can over your head.
I think it's probably tougher than it looks. I don't think I could do it in a million years right now. If I trained and trained. Yeah.
You could make that. You could make that.
There's no way to bend over and just put your hands on your knees and.
Yeah, it's because it would tip you over.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll have the sausages. They just won't go by the same name. That's all. So.
Hey, they had a number on the front. Where was the Clements logo?
On the back? I don't know. Had to be on there somewhere. We've gotten over the bullpen car being gone, the Harley coming out and circling the stadium, Bernie Brewer going down his slide into the mug of beer.
Yeah.
I think we're adaptable enough. I mean,
I'm curious who came in.
What happened? Well, you'll find out soon enough.
Will we? Or will
opening
this just
day.
Be one of those things
opening
you just...
Opening day?
No, don't ask about it. Don't talk about it.
No, I don't mean how or what happened. I just mean...
No, I kind of like to know, like, why is the news story today? Well, we weren't really told that we'd be replaced, but apparently we're not in the running anymore.
Well,
from Clements,
there was the government shutdown, and then the next biggest thing was the racing sausages. And since the government shutdown is over, we could get on to the next big story, the sausages.
Right. I'd like to see a little investigative reporting go into it. Yeah.
So do you want to know who's to blame, who to point the finger at?
I would like to know how it happened. Call it blame if you want, but I'd just like to know how it happened.
And how long
I'd like to know, like, who the next sponsor's going to be.
When the sausages show up, when do we start racing them? 90s? Early 90s?
Well, let's see. What's the plural? Sausages.
Sausages.
I want to say, like, sausage.
Mm-hmm. Try it, whatever you want.
No.
I'm sure Wikipedia has a page on the racing sausages.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, talking about these sausages makes me want like a big Italian in my mouth.
That's awesome. I don't think anything. You're great.
Oh, boy. Irving Polish.
I should do your Italian voice now. Talk to yourself.
The race started in the early 90s here.
Early 90s.
With just three sausages.
Do we have a date?
No, this says
really can't
early
they,
90s.
They must be able to. History. Let's see. Clements. Fall of 1992, Milwaukee graphic designer. Okay. June 27th, 1993, the sausages approached Milwaukee County Stadium on the scoreboard video. Okay. Left the field. Doors swung wide open.
I remember when they used to do that. Yeah, they would show
out came the larger-than-life mascots. Okay, so June 27th, 1993. A surprise?
It's kind of like having Santa Claus show up in the early days.
And it was just three of them.
Like three amigos.
remainder of 93 season, the sausages raced live only at those games with particularly high attendance. In 1994, live sausage race resumed Sunday, May 29th, the day the Brewers retired Robin Yount's number. Became a fixture at every home game since. Okay.
Since they retired the kid's number?
Yep.
Wow. That's a good starting point to have it every day. And then we went, after that, it was every day. I like that.
Started with the brat, the Polish, and the Italian. Hot dogs started in middle 1990s, it says. And chorizo joined in 2007. So it's been 10 years.
One of them was in Mr. 3000, too. Had a speaking role.
The sausage had a speaking role.
Yeah.
Wow.
He'd always heckle Mr. 3000 and tell him how much he sucks and everything. The general manager was talking to Bernie Mac, and he said, well, you heard the sausage, you know, because he wasn't going to bring him on the road trip. And Bernie Mac said, they need me. And he goes, no, you heard the sausage.
Yeah. Do you remember the mockery of our sausages in Philadelphia?
Mockery.
They mocked us.
Did they do like a pathetic, like yes. The chicken does with Barney?
October 1, 2009, Philadelphia, Brewers' first postseason game since the 82 World Series. Middle of the sixth inning, three feebly dressed sausages appeared from the left field gate of Citizens Bank Park in what proved to be a mockery of the Miller Park tradition.
That's brilliant.
The three sausages were accosted by the Philadelphia fanatic at home plate to the delight of the Philly fans.
Wow. I like when
reason to root against Philadelphia.
Okay. Yeah. So you're not
just awful.
So
people.
That's your breaking point right there. That's it. Now you're a Patriots fan.
If I hadn't swung one way on this already,
that's it.
Philadelphia, here, look. See, look at these people. Look what they're like.
Horrible.
They beat your sausage.
They beat your
they
sausage. Who?
Yeah, you don't want no part of that.
I want to see the feebly dressed sausages that was that were beaten up by
Philly fanatic beat sausages.
Yeah. That's pretty funny, actually. Come on.
It's a nice ploy, but yeah. Sorry.
It was Randall Simon who was.
Yeah, that's him, the guy who.
It's called the Randall Simon incident.
Incident, that was called it on what, Wikipedia?
Yeah.
On what, the sausages page?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Tapped him with a baseball bat.
Right, it was just.
Took him off his feet.
I got to admit, I remember when it happened. I was outraged. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Who's messing with the sausage?
Arrest him. I was right in there.
The change my sausage ad? It was some breakfast sausage. Change my sausage?
Really?
Some husband half awake at the breakfast table sort of thing?
Huh. Here's the fanatic beating the hell out of... Looks like people with garbage bags on them. They don't even look like...
Is that on YouTube?
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, they don't even look like hot dogs or anything.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's
lame. It's lame.
It's funny. It's a great idea. I like it.
So, yeah, the fanatic steamrolled our sausages.
Let our sausages have it.
You don't have enough of a run-up on this video.
You want to
can't even really see what he's smashing into very well.
Well, the good news is we still have the sausages. They will be at the ball games.
So we're told today.
I'm assuming that they'll be making their personal appearances at charity events and things like that.
We don't know if they're going to be the Carfax sausages or the...
Right.
Summer's Eve douche sausages. Or...
Oh. I hope. Yeah, the Massengale sausages. Please turn your attention to the left field foul line as the Massengale sausages line up. Yeah.
Boys and girls.
Will they unveil them at spring training? What are they going to have there? I mean, because they have the sausages down there, and pitchers and catchers report in what, 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's down.
It's we're right there. Right. We're going to be getting that. Here's an evergreen in the news world. When the Brewer truck rolls out with all the bats.
Yeah.
To spring training. That's an evergreen. You can count on that one. That's like lighting of the Christmas tree.
But you don't roll out your new sausage in spring training.
No. Right. So what are they
going to do on opening day?
So are we going to go without the sausages in spring training, or will they just be sponsorless in spring training, or what are they going to do?
They just won't have a name on them.
Maybe they got like big ketchup behind them or something, like Heinz or
Heinz.
Oh, maybe this is
French's?
Part of the ketchup war.
Yeah.
French's, anyone tried French's ketchup?
No. I don't believe so.
Anyone
have you?
Even seen it?
Have you?
No.
I think I've seen it. I haven't tried it, I don't think. I just put ketchup.
I'd be fine. I'm not a ketchup snob.
Honestly, I couldn't tell you what ketchup I have. In the refrigerator. It's probably Heinz.
I think
Heinz
just kind of won that one because
the commercials are gone.
Yeah.
I don't see Heinz talk, but they're not bebopping and scatting all over French's. And they had a nice little.
Like they used to.
They had a nice little partnership there for years.
Yep.
You had French's and Heinz.
And they decided it was like a mafia thing. What am I giving this guy money for? Mm-hmm. When I could keep it all myself.
I could make ketchup.
Yeah.
I hope it's not ketchup or mustard sponsoring them.
Really? Why?
I want Massengale or Carfax.
Oh, now you're hooked up.
Right. Quaker State.
Gotta be. Schlossman City.
Right. Craftsman. Something like that.
All right. Well, I don't know. It'd be kind of weird if it's not a using or
virginity. I would really, what are the odds that it's not another sausage manufacturer? It's gotta be.
I don't know. I think it's pretty high.
Really? You think it could be Kodak?
Anyone can slap their name on anything. All
but it doesn't
these
make
ballparks
any,
with all
but
kinds
it doesn't
of,
make any sense.
There's a Tide car in NASCAR.
No, that was well, 20, there was 30 years ago now.
But there was.
But that was because they had women watch
stuff there.
That was because women viewership was up, and they knew
do women
they
watch baseball.
Sure. So Massengale, you think?
Hmm? How about Viagra?
Well, there was a Viagra car in NASCAR.
Better get bigger
too.
Hot dogs.
Viagra. Yeah. Be perfect. Look at her. Erect sausages.
What, if, oh, boy. What if Victoria's Secret gets it? Now you got to change the whole outfit.
Why does Teresa have a ball gag?
They don't sell those. We're not talking about Fredericks. We're talking about.
Well, that's the sort of thing I'm worried about with our wholesome, you know, ballpark treat sausages.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Someone will whore them up or put a ball gag on one.
What one? The German? the brat? Mm-hmm.
First I throw you to the ground.
Yeah.
Imagine if they did that during the sixth inning.
You can't do that. Then I'd be upset. What if because it changed my life, but it just changes America.
All right, let's say it is some bondage sponsorship.
No,
and one of them comes out with a ball gag, the other comes out with a sawhorse.
Yeah, then I'll really be mad.